you often read conflicting stories, and this is one of the ones that's saying it's good for you. And the headline, recent headline in The Independent, coffee drinkers at lower risk of early death, study suggests. And then it says, researchers suggest a little sugar in your coffee doesn't hurt your chances of a longer life. So on face value, that's great news for coffee drinkers who like to have a bit of sugar in their tea, or coffee, should I say. But I think we all need to take a step back and think to ourselves,
I thought you were going to say
is
this.
Is it really going to be good news? Are we really going to be able to put a sugar in our tea? Well, we've talked about this before. So many studies like this, when they're the big headlines, when you dig a bit deeper, it's not quite as good as you think. And this is one of those ones where it's an association, not causation. So there might be several reasons for this. And what's really interesting, because you can imagine when I was reading this, I was thinking, I wonder. And it's talking about, it's a Chinese study. Again, lots of people involved. But it's one of these ones where they look back at data that's already there using this thing called the UK Biobank that we've talked about before. And the mean age of people was 55.6 years with this one. And basically, it's 7 years of follow-up from 2009. So there's lots of data involved in this. But I always dig a bit deeper, and it's interesting. They actually spoke to a professor of metabolic medicine at the University of Glasgow, which is Navid Sattar, and they basically, they expressed skepticism about the findings, which I quite like, being that they said it was far from definitive. And basically they said that coffee drinkers are in general more affluent and have healthier lives than non-drinkers. And I remain, this is the professor speaking, remains unconvinced whether these factors can be overcome in observational studies. So basically they're saying that people can stick to drinking coffee or tea without sugar, but meanwhile things like a healthy lifestyle or exercise and eating and sleeping well is very important. That's what the advice is. So face value, good news. In reality, not quite as good as we thought.
And we come back to all things in moderation, don't we? as a sort of a lifestyle hint.
Yes. I mean, I used to work with somebody that was having five or six sugars in their tea every day, and you can just see that's not a good thing.